It is a comedy. There are some serious underpinnings of, as far as family relationships. So what do you want people to come away with?
Well, I think like every piece of theater, you know, we say you hold up the mirror to yourself. You should see your own family in all of this in some aspect. You should see how different people deal with different situations and how it might be reflected on your own. And I particularly adore the comedy. It's not the yuck-yuck variety. It's the way that this family handles the sometimes troubling, sometimes difficult situations that they're facing. And they love each other. There's no question about that anywhere in there. They love each other. And I think that's the most charming aspect of it.
Peter Tonneson, Norman Thayer Jr.
Talk about your character, Norman, who everybody remembers Henry Fonda, but talk about your character. What's going on with him in the play? You know, where's he at mentally, physically?
Well, when the play opens, he's having quite a difficult time with his aging process. He is approaching his 80th birthday, which is a major milestone for anybody, I would imagine. But when we first see him, his memory is not good. And I think any of us who have aging parents know what that's like and how frustrating that is for any human being. As the story progresses, he has a major conflict in terms of parenting his daughter. They haven't even seen each other for 8 years. And she returns with the surprise of also bringing a potential stepson into the picture. The boy's left with us for the summer, and it rejuvenates Norman. And, you know, what I love about this play is dealing with the dysfunctions, and hopefully the audience is going to leave feeling that there's been a resolve, a happy resolve, a healthy resolve. We see Norman in quite a different place.
I'm Ginger Poole, and I play Chelsea Thayer.
In the play, how do you think people perceive Chelsea?
She's a busy woman. She's divorced. She's dating again. She lives across the country from her parents. She's in Los Angeles. She's a go-getter. And she's finding that new point in her life to own herself and find her own voice again. So she's coming out of some, you know, personal struggles, but she's triumphant.
And she brings her suitor and his son. Let's talk about the catalyst that becomes for really everybody's sort of healing.
It is. I mean, as Peter mentioned, I haven't seen my father in 8 years. I have seen my mother. And to come home to their place, to our place, that's generational. I mean, my mother grew up in this cabin. And to come back and to bring my fiancé and his, you know, 13-year-old son into this picture, I think it's that step into, I want the happy ending. I want the happy ending personally. I want the happy ending with my parents. I want everybody to be friends. I want everybody to get along and not to be so forced as it had been for all those years.